Well, French judicial sources say two more people have been arrested in connection with a bloody truck attack in the resort city of Nice. Authorities say the detainees are a man and a woman without identifying them. Five people who were arrested earlier also remain in custody. Police are now investigating whether the attacker, identified as Mohamed Alawej Boulel, acted alone. Daesh terrorists have claimed responsibility for the carnage that left 84 people dead and 300 more injured. But people who knew Boulel have said that he looked more angry than radicalized, casting doubt on Daesh claims. Press TV's Rami Mazari joins us now from the French capital, Paris, with recent developments regarding the terror attack in Nice. Rami?
Well, as you said, they still have people in custody. It's mainly just for questioning. It does not seem as if he had any sort of accomplices in this tragedy. They have released his ex-wife, and they have several other people still that they are talking to, because they are trying to find some sort of actual connection to terrorism. The hypothesis, which is still unproven, is that he was, quote, seemed to be radicalized very quickly. So quickly that, in fact, that they just can't find any evidence because there's no links to terrorism. There's no links to actual terrorist groups or people. There's no guns. There's no hard evidence. There's no computer evidence so far. He was not religious. He was not known at his local mosque. But there is definite evidence. There is definite evidence from his father that he was mentally ill. He was under psychiatric care in the past. He was currently on psychiatric medication. His father provided proof of that. His father said that he was always prone to violent rages where he would, quote, smash everything. And certainly he did that in Nice. And he had his father also confirmed that he had worsened following a recent divorce. So people, even though Daesh, you know, made a claim that he was one of their good soldiers, it doesn't, they have no proof that they provided any material, any support, any advice, anything at all. So here in France, even the mainstream media has, you know, they are almost privileging the idea that he was mentally ill. The idea that somebody could go from a normal person to being a radical extremist in just a few weeks certainly has to be based on the idea that somebody would be mentally ill, because, you know, religious extremism, this is not something that just happened. The guy would have had to have heard about this before. You know, and what's going on now is that France, they are calling up reservists, and they are going to push this week for an extension to the state of emergency. The prime minister, he is under attack because he recently said that now terrorism is a part of our daily lives in France. And many have said that that's just that's a gross exaggeration. France is not under daily attack like in Syria or in Iraq, that they would merit such a militarist climate. And people are saying it's almost as if he wants it to be terrorism, when, you know, it's kind of common sense that it would be better for everyone if there wasn't this, you know, religious extremist component, because France has so many Muslims and they have such a history of you know, problems integrating Muslims into the you know, overall culture. France is calling up reservists. This week they're going to push in Parliament for another three-month extension to the state of emergency. And what it seems to be is that the government, even though they can't prove definitively that this was you know, a terrorist act, they are trying to militarize, to keep France militarized. It's been nearly 9 months of a state of emergency, of a police state, of a state that does not observe normal democratic human rights, you know, we're going to find out more this week. If this is going to be extended for three more months, that would make it a full year that the so-called birthplace of human rights permits arrests without a warrant, permits home raids without a warrant, can, you know, forbid you know, lawful demonstrations. So it's worrying, but we just can't prove terrorism. And many are saying, if we can't prove terrorism, do we still need these, you know, these militarist reactions? Many people say no.
Thank you for the update, Ramin. Press TV's Ramin Mazari joining us from Paris.